Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another Live with the Baldy Pal. Appreciate you, everybody, coming out tonight. We got Gary. What's going on, Mr. Dixie Overland?
What's going on, Adam? How are you doing tonight, sir?
We're doing wonderful. And the wonderful Rachel Strickland. How are you, ma'am?
Awesome. Better than I deserve.
Excellent, excellent. And you were telling us right before we started how you practically just whooped everybody's butt jump roping. Is that right? Did I hear the story right?
Yeah. Like me and the instructor of my workout class, we have a back and forth. Like if I grab 15s, she grabs 15s. If she grabs 20s, I grab 20s. And then like she wants to kill us at the end with burpees. And I'm like, let's do jump ropes too. And tonight we jumped rope and it was a lot.
So you set the pace and she tries to just keep up and she's the instructor, right?
Sometimes she sets the pace and kills me though, but she and I have like a healthy competition. It's a friendship, but I will never let her go faster or harder than me.
Fourth grade was probably the last time I did any type of jump rope, and it was like jump rope for life. Did y'all ever do anything that for fundraising in school?
I think so. Wasn't that where that team of jump ropers came to your school and
something like that? I think right? You like went around knocking on doors and you said, hey, will you, sponsor me for like $1 for every hour I jump rope or whatever the case may be, right? Mm-hmm. And I ended up jumping longer than any other fourth grader in the entire school.
Wow. So, yes, you should try to jump rope now and do it as a short here on the channel. I feel like everyone wants to see.
That's right. I think my shins would get really messed up from
it's
that rope.
So much harder than you think, but it makes me feel like a kid again. It's really fun cardio.
I bet it is. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it at all. We got lots of people over here in the chat. We got Melanie's already here. How are you, Melanie? I'm here and I will be listening. Well, join us in the chat. Maybe you're working and listening at the same time. Come on in. We got Collins on the move.
Woo, Chrissy!
Can't wait to see y'all. Christopher Nutter's here. Hey, how are you, buddy? Thanks for joining us tonight. We got Ken SSK Promo. Have y'all seen his reveal of Santa Claus yet? He does it every year, and it looks awesome. Aww. You got to go check him out. I saw it's on both his channels. He got SSK Promo, and he's got the Clickbait Podcast. Mm-hmm. And he does Santa Claus every year for the kids and other things, and it looks great. Nice. It looks really awesome. Y'all got to go check him out. Mom's Closets Texas Christy is here. How are you, Christy? Thanks for joining us.
Can I give a special thank you to someone real quick?
Go for it.
I don't know if they're watching, but I just had to show you guys this shirt that I'm wearing tonight. Okay. So this was totally unexpected. I just randomly got this package in the mail from I'd Flip That. So it's Joe and Nicole are their names, and they have a channel on YouTube. They have an Instagram and they're always looking for new subs, guys. But they took something that I always say and they put it on a t-shirt for me. It says, you can ship anything for $27 with FedEx.
That is the perfect shirt.
And they made it for me.
That's awesome.
Ooh, huge thank you to I'd Flip That.
Totally inside thing there. You gotta watch Rachel's channel to get it and understand it. But that is awesome. And you know what? I don't ship FedEx anything. So
that's crazy that you don't.
I use GPS.
Even when you send something to an authenticator.
I had
to do that. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if they used another service or there was the ability to. So
let's say they always made me ship personally FedEx. Choose. Gotcha. FedEx. But you went to a really good topic, Gary. Jumping into one of the topics I want to talk about tonight was I sold a really nice high-end pair of tennis shoes. And it wasn't the first time I've gone through eBay authenticity check. Mm-hmm. But apparently they've changed something recently. I got a free shipping label from FedEx from them, even though I charged the buyer shipping because I had it set up that way for however long they were listed, for over a year, in fact. But I was surprised. I got a free FedEx shipping label to go to their authenticator. Mm-hmm. But they're going to keep the $15 that they paid in shipping. So I didn't see that. And I was just scratching my head about it the whole time because I didn't expect that, you know?
Now,
but I guess they're using that to pay shipping from the authenticator to the buyer then. Mm-hmm. But remember, because some people offset the price with the shipping, but that's a good point that you bring up. You don't want to charge $50 in shipping and make the shoes look cheap because you're going to lose all that.
Mm-hmm. That's actually what I'm going to test. I went and changed three pairs of shoes that also had the authenticity guarantee on it to free shipping.
And added the shipping.
And added the $10 to $15 in shipping to the price of the shoe.
Smart.
And we're going to, the next one that sells, we're going to find out what happens, right? Are they going to charge me, because, if I sold it and sent it directly to Rachel after she bought the shoes, I'd be doing free shipping. Mm-hmm. I'd have to pay out that money out of my pocket. But what's eBay going to do? Is eBay just honoring the free shipping? I don't know.
I mean, they are always promoting us doing free shipping, so they'll have to put their money where their mouth is.
I thought that they were maybe keeping the 15 to recoup the free, right? They're not going to – I think they're going to use a free FedEx shipping label to ship it directly to the customer afterward. That's just, I'm just guessing. I don't know. I'll let you guys know as a follow-up when this is all said and done. But I'll tell you what, those shoes, I was ready to get rid of them. Those are the $300 shoes, the $500 shoes that just wouldn't sell. Nobody
would pay
for them.
What kind of shoes were they?
Some Kobe Bryants. Okay, I will be honest to God, put my hand on the Bible. I had the one and only pair of shoes like them that were authentic that I could even find on the internet.
Huh.
Wow.
And I came across them in a Salvation Army for $7.50. Thank you very much. And that was on half price week.
So very nice.
They had already been there
for over 300.
I listed them for 500 because I couldn't find any comps. And they were authentic because I used Check app. So I was like, I'll just shoot for the stars and take some offers, right? Mm-hmm. I had one guy offer me $300 in September. And then his next message was, I didn't check the size. I'm sorry. So basically, he wanted to cancel because it wasn't his size. Sold him Sunday for $300 again to another offer. And I said to myself, I better counter with $299 and say, please accept this offer only if you're ready to pay now, right? Mm-hmm. Something like that. But I didn't. I said, I was watching a movie. I didn't want to be distracted. So I just hit accept offer. Well, he came back and he said, I checked the funds and I don't have them.
Yeah. I think I saw it. Did you post that on your Instagram?
Yeah.
I saw it.
I'm like, God, these people, how do you even think you've got $300 to spend and not even come close? He's like, I've got 180. I was like, you're not even close to 300. I mean, like,
at that point, like, you better go buy groceries.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Don't even get me started on that, Rachel.
Listen, if you're not sure whether or not $300 is in your extra spending account, if you're not sure, then you don't need to buy $300 shoes.
That is like 100% accurate, but people do it all the time.
That's nuts. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's I just can't personally fathom the concept of spending $300 when I go to my bank account and I don't even have $300. Mm-hmm. Like my bank account, my entire bank account doesn't even have $300. And now here I am offering for a pair of shoes.
You got to pay your mortgage this month too, man.
I can't wrap my head around that concept. But before that, I had declined an offer for $450. So since the whole deal of it took them down, so I had to relist them, right? So I went back to that person and I negotiated with them. And I said, hey, I'd be willing to make you a deal because I'm ready to get rid of these shoes. What's the best you can offer me? And then she said 170. I said deal. So
wow,
I just sold them.
Still a $7 buy. Or
yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Because I wrote this on my post on Instagram. I was like, even though I couldn't find anything like it and had no comps, I was shooting for the stars to begin with. Mm-hmm. It's only worth what someone's willing to pay for.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And clearly, no one's willing to pay $300. Right. They I don't know. I really think they were just throwing it out there, seeing if it would bait and see if they could reel something in, but they didn't have the money to back it up. So
plus the money that you have in hand, then you can take and buy more things and flip for more and make them multiples of that amount as well. I just sold a pair of shoes recently for a pretty good amount, and somebody said to me, if you hang on to those, they may double in value in the next couple of years. I said, but if I sell them now, then I have more money to play with that I can go buy more things and make more money. And then what have I turned that amount into in 2 years when those shoes have doubled in value? So they were 150, now they're 300. Would you say that I've made 150 or more in a shorter amount of time if I
probably
take
10
that
times
money?
Your money at least.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was a message I was trying to convey to him, is that sometimes just sitting on it, it's all about the idea you have chips in the game, and each chip represents a purchase that you can make. And so selling shoes for 150 gives you a certain number of chips that you get to go out there and multiply them. So that was kind of the thing that I was mentioning. By the way, I wanted to ask something about authentication, just because this is like kind of one of the first times I've run into it. Have you ever had something come back from authentication as not being real?
Not from eBay. Not from eBay.
I didn't know if anybody in the chat maybe has had this experience. Do they charge you shipping? Do they charge you an extra fee along with your item coming back or what?
I know Profit Monsters had one come back from Poshmark inauthentic, but I don't know if I've ever seen. I'm just trying to like rack my brain around like if I've seen anyone post on Instagram that eBay sent one back. But he sold a what was that like a goose down
a sweater or something? Or
it was jacket? A jacket, like a heavy coat.
Probably Canada Goose.
That was it.
Yeah,
and it came back as inauthentic, and the patch was like.
That's a shame.
Really wrecked. It was so bad.
That's a shame. So those are nice jackets. It's a shame that it's not real in that case. But do you know if they charged?
Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say, if anybody in the chats had anything sent back to you from eBay, let us know.
Mm-hmm. OG and Z, Mark said they just send it back to you. No extra fees.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Cool. Well,
no extra fees.
There it is.
I still use. Okay, so my theory is I'm going to use the Check app before I put it on eBay. Because if it's over, I think my limit in my head is 150. If I think that it's $150 pairs of shoes or more, I don't want to go through that refund process, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to spend an extra $2, $3, $4 on the Check app to give myself a peace of mind before I even list it. And I put a screenshot of the Check passing in my pictures. So I think that's just a peace of mind thing. Not you don't all have to do it since eBay does it for you, but I think it'll help you.
They recently
from getting a refund.
They dropped their threshold as well on authentication. So Drew listed a pair of Adidas last week, and they were just like basic Adidas sneakers. They're not Yeezys or anything. And I want to say he listed them for like $60, maybe $75, and they have the authentication badge on them. He's going to have to send those in. They're just basic Adidas shoes. And like Angie Resales was saying, it's hard to find a good pair of shoes if they're in good condition that you're not going to sell for, because I think it's $50 now as a threshold.
Really?
On certain brands. Adidas well, one of those.
I've got two pair that I thought would have that stamp on it, but it doesn't. And it's a pair of Foamposites I've got listed for $150 and a pair of Jordans I got listed for $160. And I just don't know if it hasn't cycled through and been caught by their system or something, but they've been listed for several months.
That's interesting.
Is it only athletic shoes that they do this with? I haven't read up fully
Converse
on what the
other. Which Converse are kind of athletic, but like I've sold knee-high Converse that go. It's like certain brands flag the system. So like if someone lists a pair of Yeezys, but they don't list them as Yeezys or as Adidas, then it's not going to flag it. And you could buy a pair of fake Yeezys and never go to authentication.
I see.
And I heard this week also that like suppose you have a lot of Yeezys that you want to sell. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go to authentication because you're selling them as a lot. Mm-hmm. Somehow that like bypassed the system. When someone did that, I don't know if that's true or not, but I thought that was kind of crazy.
That is interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know if they did it on things like dress shoes, you know, and certain fashion brands and things
they
like that.
When it Louis Vuitton, they do. I have Louis Vuitton listed that will go to authentication. And Poshmark, it's anything over, is it $300 on Poshmark?
I don't know.
I feel like it's
I've never listed anything that high on Poshmark.
I think it's anything over $300 or $500 goes to authentication on Poshmark.
Christy says, I listed Burberry on Grailed and it did automatic authentication within the listing.
Oh, nice.
I've never listed anything on Grailed, but doing it right then and there within the listing, that saves a buttload of time, smart, doesn't it? Where did they do the automatic authentication? I'm interested in this story now. I'm following along. It just told me after I listed it that they authenticated it through photos. Okay, and tagged my listing that way. That's good. That's a good way to do it. I think Mercari might do it the same way. I could be wrong, but I've never had anything. I've had one thing, I should say, authenticated through Mercari, and I really think that that's how they did it too, was through photos. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong in the chat, guys. I could be wrong. I'll admit if I'm wrong. But that story led me down another scenario that is new this week, where in your seller hub, on your orders page, you can now see up to 2 years worth of orders instead of just 90 days. Yeah,
I didn't even notice that.
Let me share my screen. I got a screen.
Wow.
I saw it on mine yesterday, but I don't get the pop-up anymore, so I just found a copy of the pop-up. And here it is, new increased access to your order history. You can now view orders for the past 2 years.
That's going to help with taxes so much.
Oh, absolutely. And it'll help with, even though they're not available in comps, like for the public, if I've sold, like I could have used this weekend, to be honest with you, because I sold a Sony DVD VCR combo once before earlier this year in like February. And I just wanted to copy it and create a new listing. and it wasn't there for me to do that, but now it will be. So
nice.
That'll be really good. Very, very helpful. They're making some strides in the right directions. What do y'all think? Anything else new, you know, they've implemented in the next, in, you know, in the past week or two or three that,
Well, I noticed two of my international orders went through the new international system that they have. They did not go to Kentucky. They went, was it Illinois or Indiana? But at, like, as soon as they implemented all of that, immediately I had two sales that week that went through that. And I know it's cheaper shipping for international buyers than GSP was. Or yeah. So maybe that's why, like, I had immediate sales off of it because the shipping was cheaper.
That's good. And I saw Cha-Ching King's video on that, and that caught my interest heavily. I actually, if I do free shipping on anything, I do not do international option as an option. But I do international on things less than 25 pounds.
Do you like standard international? I use GSP.
GSP, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah. So
is it just going to flip? I think it is. It's supposed to just flip for you, isn't it?
Yeah. And someone, I think Noel was saying basically it just sold to another company and they're just like rebranding it. It's pretty well the same. Okay. It's not Pitney Bowls anymore. So it's just the same, you know, premise apparently. But I don't know why you're not doing anything with free shipping international because you're still just free shipping it to Illinois or to Kentucky.
Yeah,
the buyer's still going to pay shipping to their country.
I have personally been bitten twice on Puerto Rico orders. And even though I had it listed and set up the right way for international, I didn't check the box to omit like Puerto Rico and what's the other one?
Dominican Republic, maybe.
Thank you. That's probably it. So because and so somebody from Puerto Rico bought like a bike trainer from me, and it cost me more. I lost money on it. Let's just put it that way. But I honored the sale. So
Puerto Rico is like American territory now. Does it have to even go GSP? Like, do you
probably
have
not?
Do you have it marked off of all of your?
All of what?
Oh, like all of your listings, whether they're international or not, you just omit Puerto Rico?
I omit them only if I have a shipping policy set up for free.
There are so many American territories that you might not think of, like little islands off the coast of Japan that are APOs, like military bases and stuff. There are, like, you don't even need a passport to go to these islands. And it might shock you because I've shipped to some of them before. Like Saipan, is that American territory?
I don't know that word.
Little islands like this that you might not realize you could potentially have to ship to an island in the middle of the Pacific.
Well, I think that APOs are a checkbox you can omit too.
Yeah.
And I've done that.
Oh.
Like, so, because I don't want to get bit again. I don't want to lose so much for shipping. I know
you're
I'm possibly.
Smart to do that.
But, OG and Z says, I think you're right. I can't remember how much it has to be listed for, though. Talking about Mercari, they authenticate it right there through your pictures in the listing. So, yes, GSP is changing, Christopher Nutter. Yeah. eBay bought out Pitney Bowes GSP program. So I guess they just own it themselves now.
They own everything.
Rebranded it, like you said. But it needs to have accurate weights and dimensions to not get burned on shipping. Yeah, I do that, Christy. Thank you for the tip and the heads up. I do calculated shipping for the most part. So before I even list it, I know how much it weighs and what box I'm putting it in before I even list it. So that's the way to do it. Hey, Jennifer Hayes is here. She's got some really, really awesome advice here, guys. Hit that thumbs up. You're supposed to get a sale. There's a guarantee. It's written in the terms and conditions in the description of the video down below that if you don't make a sale, Rachel will refund your ticket price for seeing the show tonight. All right.
Free tickets for next week too.
Free tickets for next week too. I wanted to ask you guys, I started something personally, and I wanted to see if you guys can help me add anything to the list. I created my own picking bucket list, right? Mm-hmm. Like stuff that are just grails or just things that I've seen other people or I haven't seen anybody find, but I would be awesome if I came across it. I'll give you an idea. I can't remember who it was that actually gave me this idea in a video or a short TikTok that they did. But the first thing on my bucket list is a pair of Oakley sunglasses that they made, I think, in the late 90s that go over your head. Mm. They don't have arms,
yep.
But it's like a plastic band that goes over your head.
You want those for your personal collection?
Well, I want, they're on my bucket list, like period, the end. If I find those, I've got to buy those to resell or whatnot. I don't even remember what their value is, but I remember those and I wanted those so bad when they came out.
I know exactly what you're talking about. By the way. Yeah, I remember seeing them.
Mm-hmm. You tell me if you got something on your bucket list, Gary, you got something you would add to your reseller's bucket list, or Rachel, I'll look these up real quick.
I was just looking them up. I was like, I got to know about these overhead Oakleys. Go ahead, Gary.
For me, like just personally, I want to find a clothing item, not an accessory, a clothing item that's made by Tom Ford. I still haven't found anything from Tom Ford.
Does Gucci count if you find Gucci from Tom Ford era?
I have, and also he did stuff with Yves Saint Laurent too, and I found stuff from that era as well. So I don't know if it exactly counts. I want the label. I want the Tom Ford label. That's cool. What they are. Yeah.
Didn't you have some sunglasses that were Tom Ford label? No.
I mean, I found Tom Ford sunglasses, but I'm saying I would like a piece of clothing, preferably in my size, that, you know, would be as part of my my picking bucket list. It would be personal, though.
You mean one that he wore himself?
No, just his clothing line. Yeah, sometimes it seems rarer than hen's teeth, you know?
Yeah.
So
check these out, Rachel. What do you think? They look like something
really
from a sci-fi movie, don't they?
I really want to see what those look like on somebody.
Okay. I'll see if I can find that.
They
look
so
at the price.
Uncomfortable.
Look at the price.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't honestly know that they were that price whenever I put them on my bucket list, but I could see that happening. These things, out of the gate, they were maybe $800 that they were.
Look in the toy department. Any thrift store is going to be like, what is this alien thing? And throw it in the toy box.
Yeah, that's a good
point. It's got the Oakley symbol on the back, but I guess it doesn't jump out.
Yeah, no one's going to think that off the bat. They'll think it's like something from Spy Kids or something.
Like a Halo mask or something.
Right. Let's see if I can find it on somebody's face. Here we go. Can y'all see this?
Yep. It's about as ridiculous as you'd think it would be.
Oh, come on. There you go.
Although driving, I mean, that has to be cool, right?
Wow.
It looks cool, though.
What if it looks like a woman with like long hair?
We'll see. I don't know. So that's the first thing I put on my bucket list, but then there's a few items that a lot of people have found that I haven't yet, and that's like Rothy's or Teaks.
I found Rothy's.
Yeah?
Antiques, yeah. My bucket list item, I will find it one day because I'm not paying retail price, is a Chanel boy bag. Yeah.
Chanel. Spell it.
Chanel.
Okay, is that French?
Oui.
What is that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, like Chanel, the brand.
Yeah, like a Chanel, like lambskin boy bag. I saw one. A lady was wearing one at Disney, and she had Gucci shoes on. And you know, when I'm at Disney, I'm authenticating everything I see online. And they were actually real. I was like, who brings their boy bag to Disney? Like,
yeah,
oh, it was gorgeous.
It's at Disney too, though, so you can put them in the locker and get them lost or locked in.
Not
or stolen
a chance.
Oh, I was gonna ask you guys. We haven't talked in a while. How was your Thanksgiving, man? Did y'all get together and have a lot of
filling.
Food with your family and stuff your face and just lay back and take a nap? How did it go?
That's exactly what happened for me. yeah, so you've described it to a T.
Yeah, mine, we don't have any family that lives nearby, so it's like me, Drew, Israel, and Dello. And I cooked dinner, and then we put up Christmas decorations afterwards. So dinner was really, really early this year. It was like 11 o'clock. Just a good old fashioned vegan Thanksgiving, you know.
Yeah, good old fashioned.
Turkey.
You know, I would, if I was invited, I would come to your house for a vegan Thanksgiving just to experience it. I think it'd be great.
Delicious. I mean, we had everything that everyone else has: macaroni and cheese, and green bean casserole, and turkey, and dressing, and gravy, and it's good.
She's like, yeah, Chanel. Hello. Sorry, it doesn't click because I never even think of those type of brands. I just don't.
Oh, Chanel?
When we go to Atlanta, Adam, I'll yeah, we need to take a walk through Perimeter Mall.
I just don't.
Perimeter or Lenox,
that's a
one
brand
of the two.
I never look for because I never see it in this area. Never.
Well, no, I don't see it here either, but I'm still going to look. And it could happen because I've seen people find Chanel. at thrift stores before, and it blows my mind, and I have instant like envy. Mm-hmm. Or if you found Hermes at a thrift store, like I'd probably scream out loud.
I think I found, did I find an Hermes belt one time?
What?
I think I did, but it was like crazy priced, you know? I want to say I found an Hermes belt. Yeah, that's, yeah, it's one of those brands again. Like Adam, these are like, you know, high fashion brands. Yeah.
Like if Lady Gaga wants designer, she gets Hermes or
right.
Chanel.
It's not. Yeah.
Is that French? No, I'm just kidding.
It like, is actually. It is so, French.
I mean, retail, Adam, on a boy bag, you're talking $5,000.
Like, okay, I'm sorry. I don't even know what a boy bag is. Like, is that a fanny pack?
It's a flap bag, and it has the classic Chanel quilted pattern, but then on the boy bag, they have like a border. It's really like, it's just gorgeous. It's okay. So pretty, and it's got the chain.
Find a picture on Google, share your screen, show us all what it looks like. All right, so Junk Monkey says, every time I find Chanel, it's too high, fake, or doesn't comp well. More than likely, if we were to find it here, I would immediately assume it was fake.
Yeah.
It's like,
do you remember that time we walked into the Goodwill and then when they still had the display cases and they had that set of Tiffany flatware? Like it was a full set of Tiffany flatware, but they wanted like $300 or $400 for it.
That's a boy bang?
That's what they call it. That's just their name of it. Because they have like the classic Chanel flap bag, but it doesn't have that border. But the border is present on the boy bag. But like this one's in gold. Oh, can you even?
But then I'll listen, look for
if you think $5,000 on that bag is a lot, if you're talking like an Hermes Birkin, $30,000 to $100,000for a purse.
Yeah.
So we are making a trip. Gary and I are gonna take a day off of work next Monday, and we're gonna make a trip to Atlanta, and we're gonna thrift all day long in Atlanta. Now, hopefully we can meet up with Derek and Jasmine, or at least Derek.
That'd be awesome.
Both of them if we could. And that's the ATL Flippers. If you haven't subscribed, go check them out. They're an excellent couple. Thing is, there's a lot of stores in Atlanta. So, and they're around the that area should be more prominent for getting like these brands you're talking about, right? Wouldn't you think, Gary?
Mm-hmm.
Like
yes.
Chanel and 100%. Hermes or whatever it is. Question is, do you spend the $25, $35 on them and they not be real when you get home and you can't return them because you're not going back up to Atlanta to return them? See, that's the fear I have. That's the some people say the fear of missing out. I don't have the fear of missing out. I have the fear of wasting money on fakes, right? So
true. Well, I'll say this, that with Atlanta having some of these stores there, you know, they have you know, Prada, and they have Louis Vuitton, and they have some of these other high-end fashion brands that are actually there, established in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You may find actual ones, you know, that's the thing. And knowing what one looks like versus a fake one is just maybe something to even just beef up on a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. What makes a Gucci label Gucci? What makes Yves Saint Laurent a you know, that label specific to that? That's also French, Adam.
I knew that one.
What makes that authentic? I think it's just, I think, doing your homework. And, you know, the thing is that we'll have some time, you know? So if you find something like that, maybe it's worth the extra 5 minutes just looking on your phone. And
give me some pictures. Yeah. If you find something, I there can definitely go. Help.
I was just going to say, Rachel, do not put your phone down on Monday the 12th.
Right.
And then, like, visit those stores. To anyone in the chat, mm-hmm. like, walk into Louis Vuitton. It's okay if they see right through you. Pick up a bag, though, and get familiar with what that quality feels like. Yep. And then, if all else fails, I have videos on authentication.
Mm-hmm. Shh, Gary, be quiet. I'm watching Rachel's video to see if this Gucci's
right,
any
exactly.
good.
Exactly. It's like, that's a fake Gucci, a Fucci. Let it go,
and,
man.
Like, to speak to that again, Adam, if you get home and you spent $20 and it's fake, you can surely make a video on it to educate
burning
other
it.
People. That's what I do with the fakes. And sometimes I purposely... I found a fake Dooney and I purposely picked it up just so I could make the video and show you one of these is fake and one of these is real. Mm-hmm. And the one that's fake, I'm going to trash it in the video.
Do it.
So like it go. Was worth spending because
oh,
it was
up
like,
again.
It was $8 for the one. Here's one. I'll give you mm-hmm. The way the light hits it and everything. And here's the other. One of them's fake and one of them's real.
Yeah. To my eye, I could not tell you.
And so one of them will get cut and ripped up and like torn to shreds in the video to prove to people like this is what you need to look for, because like I don't want people to get taken advantage of in the thrift store.
I did spend $50 on a pair of Air Force Ones here recently that were brand new in the box, and they ended up being fake. But I bought them because if they were real, they were $2,000. I just felt like it was worth the risk.
Were they off-white?
No. Well, I mean, they weren't discolored. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I mean like the Nike and off-white collab.
Oh, no, no, no. They were called Air Force One the 10s.
Oh.
They look legit, but they weren't. Oh, well, they weren't. But $50 lesson learned. Made a video out of it. Taught people how to use Check app, and Gary actually had to use it just a couple of days after that.
I've never signed in a Check and it not be like, sorry, our system's down right now.
You?
I had issues. I did have issues when I used it. When I would send some of the pictures, it would tell me, you know, picture didn't upload or something like that. And I had to try it three or four times for it to actually accept the picture. The same exact picture, you know.
Yeah.
It would give me some kind of number errors, 403 error or something like that. So I had to, you know, be patient with it, let's just say. But what's eventually up, Casey? It did work, yeah.
Thanks for joining us. I've had issues with it in the past too, but it's I've done maybe 10 pairs of shoes and only had issues like once with it.
I just need to be persistent, I guess.
Yeah. Jump Monkey says, I tell a lot of people to go to a Rolex authorized dealer and handle a few of the watches. Items of quality have a feel and a heft that is nearly impossible to fake.
And
true. I would agree with that. Feeling quality in your hands goes a long way.
Yes.
And when it comes to, you know, he said a Rolex authorized dealer, if you don't happen to have one of those in your area, a lot of jewelry stores these days, like legit jewelry stores, will carry things like used Rolexes and things like that. So you could even ask to see something like that if you don't have a Rolex dealer in your area.
It's hard though, because like when people say, how do you know this is real, or how in like teaching, you can't teach someone how to recognize quality on feel. And I feel like definitely the more you are around those things, you'll get it. You'll be able to run your hands across a clothing rack and feel cashmere or even wool. And, but you can't teach that to people. And that's what I wish I tried on one of my videos. I said, okay, we're talking about the inside of the purse lining. If it feels like at least bridesmaid's dress quality, keep investigating. But if it feels like a Halloween costume, put it down, because that's the only like analogy I could use. Cause some of it is like crunchy, like a witch's hat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, walk away. That was never a $1,500 bag. Walk away.
Walk away. Slowly. Put it down. Just walk away.
It's crunchy when you feel it.
Crunchy. Okay, so I come across Burberry, right? The polos. Am I saying that right? Burberry.
I'm so glad you're saying it right, Adam. It's warming my heart right now. The half British Burberry side of my heart is getting warm. Like you're saying Burberry correctly.
But it's usually in like polo shirt form.
And they're not
right?
worth much, unfortunately.
Maybe not now.
Not
I haven't
anymore.
Come across them in maybe 2-3 years.
Not as much
unless
anymore.
You get the Novacek.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
Those are the ones we found.
Gary
one
and
time.
I came across 8 or 9 of them in the same store.
Wow.
And we were worried because they wanted regular price, and so we bought them all.
Yeah, bought them like
he bought half, I bought the
piece.
Other half. They all ended up being Novacek, authentic, all that good stuff. I think this $60 was the cheapest. Anyway, point being, I've learned Lacoste. I see Lacoste very often. To your point, you got to feel it, look at it, see it often over, repetitive. I don't come across these other things enough times to see real versus fake, hold them beside one another, that type of thing. And that's what I'm lacking. And then I'll admit, that's what I'm lacking in knowledge from the tangible touch and feel of quality of a authentic Burberry beside a fake Burberry, or an authentic, what'd you say, Chanel versus a fake one, or Gucci, or whatever the brand name, you throw it out there. I don't really know a lot of them. I never wore them to begin with because I don't spend my personal money to wear them. So
see, that's the only reason that Gary and I overspend on quality stuff, is that we know what the market is.
Expensive taste.
It's market research. That's
I spend my money on electronics and cars, but not
see, and
on
you would
clothes.
Know immediately if you picked something up that was fake electronic, like some made in China
quality.
You would be like,
I'm with you.
Don't buy this.
I get you.
That was the thing. And, you know, even authenticating something that's, you know, on the spot, that's vintage, like in one of these brands. Like I found, I was at Goodwill a few weeks back, and I found a vintage Yves Saint Laurent belt, leather belt. And it was interesting because it was one of those belts where I was like, this, I think, was a little bit ahead of its time and a little bit more fashion forward. It was reversible in four different ways.
Oh.
And I was like, that's interesting. The belt loop itself had a swivel on the inside to show you a different part of the YSL logo. And then the belt reversed to where it was a brown and black belt as well. And it had a different buckle design. I was like, huh, okay, well, that's
interesting. Two different colors and two different buckles. That makes it four different ways. I got you. Okay.
Did you sell it?
Not yet. Not yet. It's listed and it's picked up several watchers. So,
Fireball Flipper says, I have learned linen and wool and now I am working on silk. But I have felt so much different feeling silk.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But linen is such a good one to mention, Fireball, because linen is highly sought after, especially in the springtime. I mean, it wrinkles, but man, does it breathe.
It looks great. I pick up linen men's shirts, no matter what the brand is, usually. I'll even pick them up in like Polo Ralph Lauren, even though that's kind of a saturated brand. Because linen, like you just said, in the certain time of the year, people like that. Mm-hmm. Is there such a thing as fake? Oh my God, seersucker! Is there such a thing as like bad fake seersucker? Because I've come across some unknown brands in seersucker suits, but some really high brands in seersucker suits. Is that a case of just it's the brand versus the material? You know, like linen or silk.
I always thought seersucker was like a style of a suit. Is it a material?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a material.
Teaching me stuff.
It's that thin pinstripe. Material. You can make suits out of it, but you can make shorts, shirts, other things out of it.
Well, I think go ahead, Rachel.
I was going to say if it's a polyester blend fabric, there's probably cheap brands of it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably a brand thing, not a material thing, right?
It's kind of like when you buy leather belts, straps, bracelets, watch bands, whatever. They're not all created equal. They can all be leather, but they're not all created in the same way or from the same type of leather, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Christopher says, Gary, I seen that belt you listed. I have one just like it, and I keep undercutting you. Ha ha ha, no, not at all.
If you have a belt just like that, I'm stunned. This thing has to be from the 80s.
I kind of want to see 80s, it now. 90s. If I type in YSL belt, is it going to pop up?
I hope so.
Junk Monkey says, I hate to leave good company, but I have to go get ready for my live show. Thanks for hanging out with us, buddy. I hope your show goes well for you. You know what? Let's jump into, we're kind of dancing around this conversation. I mean, we jump right in, but we actually have some very good examples of what we've seen recently. And I made a little intro for it. So let's get started. Here it goes. All right. This is a new segment we call Go Home Goodwill, You're Drunk.
I love this so
much. All right. Go Home Goodwill. You're drunk. All right, Gary, you had a really good picture you wanted to share with everybody tonight, didn't you?
Yes, a couple of them, actually. So being at Goodwill, you have the opportunity to come across several things. And one of the things that I came across was this. Let me go ahead and pull it up real quick for y'all. The first thing I'm going to show is this label, and Rachel will know exactly what label I'm about to pull up. You may have actually even seen it on her story. All right, sorry, just got to share the screen here real quick.
I do know. I was sitting there thinking.
Yeah.
Gonna pull up.
Present. There we go. It's been a few since I've done this. So
there you go. All right. So the premise of this idea, guys, for this is whenever we find something hot and crazy and just either ridiculously overpriced or just ridiculous, period, we're going to take snapshots of it and we're going to share it with you guys. And I'm going to invite you to do the same. If you find something ridiculously overpriced, if you see something that is completely faked out, but like prices, if it was real, send me some pictures in a DM. Send me some pictures at in my email, bodypal@gmail.com. I can't guarantee that we're going to share everybody's on the show, but we're going to get a good laugh, and we will share what we can on the show. Go ahead, Gary. What you got? Did you figure it out?
So is it popping up? Are y'all seeing it at all?
No.
Okay, for some reason. All right. Well, let me see. Let me do it as a sharing the window then. How about that? All right. Now it should work.
There we go. Now it's loading.
All right, cool. All right, so this is what I found. Now, this was a purse, Gucci purse, that I found at Goodwill. And as you can see, I included a the price tag in it as well. Selling for $39.99 here.
There's that's a good deal right there on Gucci.
Oh, it's a great deal. It's a fantastic deal. If you ever find a Gucci purse for this, snap it up. This label had a couple of issues to it. If anybody in the chat wants to sort of point out some of these issues that you're seeing, I laughed out loud in the store. People were looking at me funny. Because really? the first thing that I saw was the fact that the word Italy is misspelled. All right. If anybody saw that off the bat, you know, good for you. It is misspelled. That was very, very telling. Let's just say.
I'll be honest with you. I missed it. I didn't see it at first.
I was laughing so hard at the stitching, and then you mentioned Italy, and then I was like, oh my gosh. And I destroyed a fake Louis Vuitton in a video once that said Made in Franc.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Not to mention the entire Gucci, like, and the Made in Italy is
Italy.
Tilted slightly on that. And the trademark part where it shows the rights reserved is, I mean, just massively huge in the middle of it. That must mean it's real. Mean it's real.
And so they want $40 for it, though. They did their homework there at Goodwill.
$40.
You know what's so funny is, okay, so you shared those pictures with me and Adam, and then I was like, guys, I have to put this out on my story, because I feel like so many people rely too heavily on, there's a lot of knowledge and wisdom on this community, but don't take a poll to authenticate your items. So I put that label on my story, and I said, real or fake? And I had two pictures. And the second one showed the price tag. I got more people saying it was real when they saw the price tag, as if that higher price like validated that it was real. And I was just like, and then so I revealed later, guys, look at the word Italy. It's not even spelled right.
I love that. And I hate that I didn't even see that at first. But
me too.
When you pointed that out to me, I was like, oh my gosh, I've never heard of the country Litley. Where is that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's somewhere off the coast, I'm sure. But, you know.
And Gucci, guys, is pretty easy. I don't know why I didn't bring a bag down here, but underneath, like, there's always going to be a tag on the inside that you can flip underneath, and you'll see the serial number code, and it's like embossed, and a lot of times has gold also. If you don't see that on a Gucci bag, walk away.
I got you.
Maybe the accessory line might not, but most of them do.
Well, I've got a go home Goodwill you're drunk to share with everybody. It's actually another one from Gary, but he shared it with me a couple of weeks ago, so I'm going to show it with it to everybody.
I'm trying to remember what this one was.
So this is a Joss A. Banks suit at a thrift store. Okay, Joss A. Banks. I think it's like a 40 long. I mean, that's for like a 6 foot regular size gentleman. Regular price on the tag is $650. And at this thrift store, they're only asking the low price of $200. So if you just happen to be in Auburn, Alabama, and you're a 40 long and you're looking for a suit with no pants, just a jacket, and you're willing to pay $200 for a thrift store, they got one for you. Mm-hmm. They got one for you. I thought that was kind of crazy considering the fact that it's just the jacket.
Did someone buy the pants? Because it said two piece.
The pants weren't there with it. So I reckon so. Yeah.
Or they relocated the pants.
They separated them. I mean, it's just two piece, but they separated them in the store. But yeah, $650. I guess the fact that the tag is still there. I would assume that's new as well. I mean, look at this tag though. Like, I used to work in Parisians, okay? Dillard's, Parisians. Those tags are from the late 90s.
Wow.
So yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is like a 20 something year old tag at least.
Is Joseph A. Banks really that expensive on a suit?
I don't think so anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. I think at one time they were.
I don't think they are
anymore. Men's Warehouse, you know, kind of like that. Where they ran their own sort of suit brands and companies out of their own stores and everything like that. And I think that they could charge it because it was the name selling it, not necessarily the quality selling it. Yeah. Mm. And I mean, for that price, I mean, you can go get custom, you know, custom tailor suit for, you know, a lot less probably. It'll fit you a whole lot better too, you know.
Yeah.
So, Adam, do I have time to share one
more? You got another one?
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Oh, you know I do. Man, it was a hot mess in the Goodwill this particular day, because it wasn't only the Gucci purse, but it was also this.
Oh, that Louis Vuitton. Stunning.
Now, notice that not just one, but two. And I will say
this. I didn't even see the one in the back.
Oh, I didn't either. I was looking at the rainbow one in the front.
Priced at a bargain basement price of $39.99. And they had probably, I don't know, six or seven more of them that were inside a lady's buggy because she was shopping and pushing around. And this was right after I saw the Gucci purse, right? And I put it up laughing, saying, that's fake as a $3 bill. Wow. And I told her, I said, ma'am, I said, these Louis V purses aren't real. And she says, yeah, but it's hard to tell the difference, you know, when you have it. And I'm like, but they're not. Okay. All right. And so
did what you should do. You spoke up.
I did. I have, because you have to. All right.
What was the price on those?
$40
on those. Yeah, $40 a piece. $39.99.
All right. Did you find them?
Even the ones in her buggy?
Yes. Yes. So here's the thing, and can I rant about this real quick? Here's my thing. Okay, so if Goodwill gets an actual Louis Vuitton purse in, right? What do they do with it? They take it and they send it to Shop Goodwill, right? And they sell it for whatever it's going to be worth. So the fact that they didn't send all of these to Shop Goodwill tells you that they know they're not real. Okay, so one point. One, they're selling fake merchandise knowingly, number one. Number two, they're marking it up to make you think that it's real and you're getting a bargain on that. And that is inexcusable.
It's
like absolutely inexcusable. Yeah. And
it's
and,
deceptive,
yeah,
and, but Rachel, I actually question if it's illegal.
It is illegal. It's illegal to sell or to even possess counterfeit goods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there some sort of clause in there about knowingly versus
no, a lady got sued by Michael Kors for receiving a fake bag as a gift in the mail, and I mean to the tunes of tens of thousands of dollars. It was a gift.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That's the thing, is that you know, that, I'm not expecting
like,
Goodwill.
Hold on, but that's like you buying, my brother-in-law is he's a flipper too. He got a bike off of the Let Go app. This was years ago when Let Go was supposed to be okay.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
He got a bike off the Let Go app. He got it for the low price of like $80. I'm making these numbers up because I don't remember the exact numbers, but it's good for the story. He relisted it on Let Go or Facebook Marketplace for like $200 because that's the kind of bike that it was. He got set up in a sting operation because the bike was stolen. Okay? So, had he not been able to show that he got the bike from somebody on LetGo, he would be sitting in jail right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That to me does not mean you're guilty, right? Like, how can you throw someone in jail for I guess ignorance isn't bliss, but anyway, I can't fathom the idea of being thrown in jail for the fact that you did your best guess, chance, and it wasn't good enough, and somebody else thought you were wrong, and then they threw you in jail. I can't get over that. But anyway, I get it. I get what you're saying. I totally get it. It's just, it's like legality is sitting on a fence, and it could go either way.
But with this, with the thing about Goodwill in this case, is that they know it's not real because they didn't send it to Shop Goodwill.
Right.
You know, they know it's fake. And they are more than willing to let this one lady load up her buggy full of $40 fake Louis Vuitton purses, thinking that she's getting a great deal
on
this.
I agree. I will straight up, I'm playing devil's advocate. I agree with your thinking. I'll say that from the get-go. However, devil's advocate. No one in that store is trained on this. No one. I mean, you see stuff that they miss that they should have sent to Google.com.
Sure.
All the time.
If they miss it.
But they
it,
didn't. They didn't they, miss. They if they missed it and they put it on the floor, they didn't. But I guess the fact that they sold it for 40, they listed it for 40 bucks says that they didn't.
They knew it wasn't Walmart.
They knew it wasn't just another purse.
That's the thing. If they miss it and they don't upcharge it, you know, that's one thing I think. That's just
a regular purse.
Yeah, that's you getting a great deal on something like that. But the fact that they upcharged it after knowing it's not real is, I mean, that to me, it's criminal. It is criminal, and
it actually is criminal. Like, and not to mention, like, it is an international law that these counterfeits are illegal, and so the people that are making these are international criminals, and they are often made, I mean, almost exclusively with the grossest child labor. I have a video about that it could make you cry. The things that have been exposed with some of these manufacturers. So you want to tell me somebody that doesn't care about the welfare of a child cares about the materials that's going on your body? They're probably laced with toxic fabrics. I mean, why would you want that anywhere near your skin? It's not going to comply with any lead laws or anything. It's absolute garbage. The ones I cut up in my videos, they have disgusting foam that's deteriorating, cardboard, and these are marketed as like Louis Vuitton bags. And I will buy them just to destroy them so that some innocent person doesn't buy them thinking they're real.
And to your point as well, the folks that produce these, that get money off of them, are not savory people, and the type of organizations and dealings that they're doing aren't savory either. And it's a way for people to launder money.
Yes.
You know, this is actually a huge thing. You know, we always kind of
Are Beanie Babies.
Right. Yeah. Very true. At least the Beanie Babies are authentic, though, at least.
They're like funding cartels. Yeah, and
that's right.
And I mean, sex trafficking and all kinds
terrorism,
of
terrorism, all that stuff.
You would never want to fund. If you buy, like, to speak to, who was it? Fireball Flippers was talking about buying dupes off of Amazon. And there's a little bit of a difference in a dupe and
the knockoff market. Yeah.
And like a straight counterfeit. Because a dupe can maybe look like the Damier print or something because it's checked, but it doesn't say Louis Vuitton. But then if they actually go to the point of putting the logo on there, that's when it becomes illegal. That's when it's more than a dupe. It's more than a lookalike, and it's actual counterfeit.
I had read an article. We had a discussion about counterfeit items on a previous show, and I went out and I looked up this article, and it said that in, I think it was 2015, that the FBI had actually investigated a bunch of money laundering that had occurred on eBay, Amazon, Mercari, and other platforms, usually through the form of things like audiobooks that you can purchase or things like that, counterfeit items, also items that are exorbitantly priced. And it said that at one point they had tracked ISIS, everybody remembers them, had washed over $2.5 billion through these platforms in illegal money.
That's
that they
incredible.
Had done. So again, just know what you're buying, and all counterfeits belong in a burn pile, the garbage, or somewhere where somebody can't get it. If you see
1,000%.
I won't buy it because I'm not going to spend my money on those fake Louis Vuittons just to destroy them. I mean, now you do, Rachel, because you make videos.
At that price, I wouldn't. At that price, I'd still pass them up.
Exactly. But, you know, you can at least bring it to the attention of somebody and say, look, you know, this isn't real. But I bought a Burberry tie the other day.
Deaf ears.
Yeah. I bought a Burberry tie the other day that I thought was vintage. It still had the labels on it. I mean, it looked pretty real. When I went to authenticate it, nope. It's fake. And so it's going in a burn pile. It's not even going back to Goodwill, you know? So that's kind of the thing. So that's my public service announcement. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Rachel, I can tell Rachel is like totally flowing with you right now.
I know. Yeah. I'm just my heart is full right now that Gary's as passionate about counterfeits as I am. Because
absolutely.
So many people, especially resellers, will try to like salvage their bad buy, and they're like, well, I could still sell it and just say it. I'm like,
no.
Stop. No.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
What should I do with the $50 Air Force Ones that I bought? I can't return
you
them.
You should do a video about why they're fake. Invite Derek to collab with you. He's like great about why, you know, shoes are fake, and do a video and explain to people, because when I search for Air Force One authentication videos, I don't find any. So here's the thing. When you find authentication videos, they're often showing a real bag and they're showing you why it's real. Well, if you're in the thrift store, it might not be real. I want to show you why it's fake, because that's 90% of the time what you're actually going to come up against is the fake.
Yeah.
And so that's the whole point. And when I do the videos, like I try to show a side by side of a real versus a fake, but like you have to be able to see the fake. So destroy them in a video. It could be great.
I was thinking about a blowtorch or something like that.
Have you ever heard Tenorite?
Yeah.
Tenorite?
Yeah, it's Tenorite. Like you can buy it at Academy, and it goes boom. You shoot it with a rifle, and it shoots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
It should not be anywhere near a house when you do it, so I need to go out to my parents'.
I got a place. I got a place we can do this.
I destroy my stuff with that because, you know, they have, like, strict monetization rules against
That's very true.
Firearms and
explosions.
Well, I'm not monetized yet, so.
Yeah, you can definitely blow it up like that. In my last video, I was like, how can I get – I was selling the stuff that I brought to the estate sale, and I was like, oh, and last but not least, I'm traveling alone in Kentucky's constitutional carry, so you do the math, because I thought I could get away with saying that.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to destroy something with a shotgun on a video, but I guess I really don't need to – I need to avoid those. Okay.
I wonder if you don't show the gun, but it's kind of implied that, you know – like that, especially if I have a high-speed camera and it shows
spitballs at it, that's for sure.
I mean, I show that kind of stuff sometimes on Instagram on occasion, and they still monetize my reels, so.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's good, though, if you still show it and they do it.
There could be a whole YouTube channel, like genre, based upon destroying counterfeits. Yeah. This is not a bad idea, I'm just saying. Yeah, we can have so much fun.
Let's get around to this one real quick. I think Pokemon Dennis says, I think there's an odd fact about Gucci where over 90% its merchandise for sale is counterfeit. Have you heard something like that, Rachel?
I mean, I haven't heard that figure. I don't know what the actual statistics are, but I can tell you it's an incredible amount. Like, I have a fake Gucci belt right here that needs to be destroyed. It's in a real Gucci bag because, you know.
Yep.
But here's the fake Gucci belt, and you see this kind of stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You see this all the time everywhere, and I saw it, and it was like $2 or something, and I was like, no, I am not going to let some girl in my town wear this. And so I snatched it up, and I have a real Gucci belt. And Drew was so worried about what Pokemon Dentist just – was that who said that?
Yeah.
He – when he went to buy my belt, he wouldn't buy it online. He watched hours of videos on how to authenticate, and he still didn't feel good about buying one online, so he went straight to Gucci. And I'm like, he should have been able to go to the secondary market because I never wanted him to spend that. But he was – people are so nervous because everyone's trying to rip you off with a fake. And sometimes the seller doesn't even themselves know that it's fake.
True.
They bought it at a thrift store thinking it was real, and then they're going to turn around. It's another reason why I want to buy up the fakes and destroy them, so they don't go into the secondary market like unknowingly.
Mm-hmm. How much of a responsibility do thrift stores have to pull fakes knowingly off the shelves?
100% if they know that it's fake.
Yeah, I agree. And again, sometimes, you know, we can say, well, they don't know how to authenticate certain things. But sometimes I think it is so obvious, like that Gucci purse that I picked up. I mean, by the way, nothing about it felt Gucci at all. I mean, it was horrible. So I wish I could show you all the pictures of it. It's probably sold by now. But that's the thing. It's like, so, you know, I think that they have a responsibility to do this and to get rid of fakes and destroy it. Because, again, I think that that's where this sort of problem continues to propagate.
Hmm.
Fireball says, I got an iffy D&G suit. First off, I don't know what D&G is. I just destroyed it. What is it?
Go ahead, Rachel. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that. Okay. Destroyed it because it was just a little suspicious.
I'm a little worried that it could have been real, especially if it was vintage, because some of the vintage Dolce & Gabbana and Christian Dior isn't like...
Don't tell her now.
Yeah, I'm sure it was fake.
Hate to break it to you.
Yeah. It was fake. It was 100% fake. I haven't even seen it, but it was fake. Oh, man. Hey, Gulf Coast Pickers is here. Hey, how you doing? And Coco's here. But lots of people jumping up here in the chat. Thanks so much for being here. I wanted to – there's so many people in the chat right now. I wanted to thank everyone who bought a calendar from us, the reselling studs of the reselling community. I'm not going to officially release the amount of money we've raised yet because I've still got 10 calendars that I put up for sale on eBay. 100% all to profit still. Listed them for the same price. They're just not the pre-orders. They're $20. Plus shipping, first class shipping. However, this is open for international buyers. If anybody is international and you want to buy it, this will be available because the pre-orders weren't available for international at first. So those are the last 10 calendars left to purchase to go towards this. And I'll tell you this, if they all sell, we will... I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let y'all be... It's so exciting.
They have to sell.
Yes, they have to sell. We are this close. Okay, I've got to say it. to doubling the amount of money we raised last year.
That's
we
are awesome.
So close to doubling the amount of money we raised last year. And that is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I thank everybody for their support so much. I truly, truly do.
I'm jealous because I saw everyone getting theirs in yesterday and ours still isn't in yet.
I dropped them all off at on Saturday and the lady at the post office was like, excuse me, what's going on here? I was like, don't worry, they're all pre-labeled already. Just all you gotta do is scan it. She was like, yeah, but I gotta scan it. There's like a hundred and something envelopes for her to scan. So.
You ruined her.
You didn't have a scan sheet for 100 packages?
Well, I didn't do it through eBay. eBay didn't have a scan sheet. I did it through Pirate Ship. I don't know.
I think they'll generate a scan.
Well, no, I didn't have a scan sheet.
It's she, okay. She, at hey, least you got them scanned.
They were people getting them on Mondays, and I dropped them off on Saturday. Wow. So, yeah, I was amazed how quickly they got there. Resale Dojo, what's up, buddy? I'm sure everyone has bought a fake Burberry at one point in time. Yeah,
one of the biggest things with Burberry, especially like if you're authenticating from across the room, is the NovaCheck has 3 black lines. That's just one of the biggest, like if you're, you know, there's always one thing you check first. If it has more than just walk away. And you know, if it does have 3, then keep looking at it.
You know what, Rachel? If you haven't done it, you should publish that type of checklist.
The number one thing
to look for. No. Not a video. Okay. I'm talking about publish a checklist.
First thing to look for.
That can be made into like an Instagram post. Okay. And I can save it in my Instagram. Yeah. And Gucci, first thing to look for. Burberry,
the
first thing to look
for.
The seasoning
complete, almost complete circles with the space. If you don't see that on Gucci, put it down.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Louis Vuitton, if those T's don't almost touch and the O isn't an actual circle, put it down.
You know what I'm saying? Come up with a way. We'll make sure everybody sees that, and that'll be like the number one piece of advice. I think a million people would love to see something like that. I wish I could help you write it, but I can only add Lacoste to it. That's it.
Don't you have a Lacoste authentication video?
Yes, I got one video. It's a Lacoste authentication video. It's the only thing I know inside and out because I see so many of them. But I would personally get a lot from something like that. So
I'll work on it.
Maybe if you got some, you know, free time.
I mean, Instagram's paying, you know, tens of dollars for those reels right now. So I'll pump some out.
tens of dollars. Speaking of money, my daughter has said she's interested in selling on Poshmark.
Oh, cool.
And I consider that a win.
Yay. Excellent.
Yeah. So I took her to Saturday's Goodwill Dollar Day.
Oh, perfect.
And we just went through all the racks, found everything that she would want to sell, and it had to be the color of the week, right? And I bought them for her. I said, okay, get started.
Nice. So, what an investment.
Yep.
And my son is addicted to Whatnot right now.
That's good. That's good. I haven't found any success on Whatnot, but a lot of people do. I know you have.
Well, yesterday at school, he bought minifigures off one of his friends for $30 and sold them last night for $208.
Nice.
In the same day.
Lego minifigures?
Lego.
I wanted to ask you, just on a scale of 1 to 10, right?
11. I already know what you're going to ask. It's an 11 or 12.
Oh, man. I was going to – no, I can't even come up with a good excuse to change the topic. But 11, if we say Legos,
yeah.
you're just like
– it's cute. I mean –
why? Like, you're about to quit the show because I said it once, right? Okay. Sorry.
You can just tell whether or not someone's a collector. I'm not going to say that everyone doesn't accidentally say it every once in a while, but it's funny.
Yeah. No, the reason why I came up with that was because I read a comment in one of your podcasts. I truly didn't finish this whole show, but I was reading the comments as I was listening to the show, and somebody said, you can tell Rachel is biting her lip and trying not to correct whoever's saying Legos.
They brought that comment up in the episode that's going to drop Friday. We have Jasmine of the ATL Flippers on, by the way. Uh-huh. And they brought that comment up, and we have a conversation about why it's so ridiculous to say Legos.
Well, I wanted to say, I hope Kristen is still in here. I think Angie was in here before. I want to say a huge thank you to the very first Christmas card I got this season, and it's from the Let's Do Lunch podcast crew. Thank you so much, ladies,
for
thinking of me on Christmas. I'm going to put this, we have a column in our living room, and we wrap it with ribbon and then put all of our cards in there. So this will be the first one we get to put on our Christmas card column this year. Yay. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. And it makes me think maybe I can do something similar. next year, not this year. I guess I'm too late. But
maybe start collecting your addresses.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But thank you for that. I appreciate it so much. Does anybody in here sell on Depop?
No, I created an account once, but then I was like, oh, this is like a bunch of college kids spending their parents' money at $5 at a time. And I didn't
go any further with that.
Some people are crushing it over there. Don't believe me just because I said that.
Well, that was actually the first app Lydian said she wanted to sell on. It was Depop. And I was like, I personally had a lot of spam on Depop. But as long as she just doesn't call the phone numbers they messenger to, you know, to try to call, she should be okay, right?
Profit Monster sells over there.
We're going to set up a Depop account for her too. And I'm thinking, hey, if it works for her, maybe I'll move all of these, you know, copy all these Nikes and stuff that I haven't sold on eBay over to Depop. Maybe it's a better.
Christy in the chat, Mom's Closet, Texas, she sells on Depop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good, 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 good. I hope you've had good experiences over there. Send me a story over on Instagram if you've ever had a bad experience. I'd like to hear about it on Depop. But the only thing I can say bad about Depop is the number of – a lot of messages I would get, and we're talking 2 years ago, everybody just wanted me to call them on, and gave me a cell phone number. And I'm like, well, I know that's fake. I know that's spam. But how many new teenagers who are selling for the first time think that they could, you know – do that and make a sell to them or whatever. But
probably why they target that
absolutely
particular app in general.
Gotta be absolutely. Well, everybody, I appreciate everybody hanging out with us tonight. I hope y'all had a good time. I've enjoyed talking about fakes and Goodwill getting drunk and high prices and stuff like that.
There will be
a lot more of that.
I'll start taking pictures myself too.
Yeah, take them, save them, let's share them on Instagram. We'll talk about them on the show. Thank you, everybody who has joined us in the chat. We really appreciate hanging out with you tonight.
Christopher said, wait.
Wait?
And he said, check your eBay. LOL.
Wait, check your eBay. Okay. I didn't hear it go off yet, but I sold something on Mercari today, and then the lady asked me if I would change the address. We can't change addresses, guys. If you're not a reseller and you're just a customer, we shouldn't be changing addresses. Let's put it that way. Oh, yeah, he did. He bought a calendar. Thank you, Christopher. Oh, awesome. Excellent. Thank you so much. We'll get that shipped out to you immediately.
So you've got 9 calendars?
Got 9 calendars left now. Is that the right number? 9? Anyway, thanks so much, Christopher. Appreciate your support. And everybody else who was here tonight. We are, if you didn't know, I'm going to plan a Christmas show on December 21st. And that's when I'm going to reveal the amount we actually made for the Gary Sinise Foundation. And on that show is when I'm actually going to go to their website and donate all the money that we've raised.
He said he didn't buy one calendar.
Oh, he didn't? I can't keep up with the...
Bought them all.
I didn't think he did, so I was looking.
Holy, there's an extra zero in there. Holy mackerel. No, he bought... I'm not going to show it because I don't know if his address is on here or not. I'm blown away, Christopher. Oh, man.
He that said just send him one and give the other 9 to viewers on your show that don't have one.
Christopher, I can't. I buy stuff. That is amazing, dude. Thank you. I'm blown away by that. We can say we have absolutely doubled last year. Yay! Because of that. We have doubled last year's fundraising, and that just sets the bar that much higher for next year when we're going to do, I don't know yet, maybe a ladies' calendar? I don't know. We'll figure that one out. Oh, my gosh. I'm blown away. I'm lost for words. Thank you. I appreciate you so much for all your support, guys. That just blows me away, what you guys do for the community, one, what you do for when you hear a calling out there and you support it. I appreciate it. I'm at a loss for words. But we will close it off right there. If you haven't, by chance, subscribed to Gary's Dixie Overland or Rachel here on YouTube, you can find their links in the description down below. I'll remove the calendar link since it won't be available anymore. Thank you, Christopher, for doing that. And we will do giveaways with those calendars, like he's saying. I'll send him one, and the other 9 will come up with a really cool way to give those away, okay? What was that, Rachel?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I appreciate y'all so much hanging out with me. And I just have so much fun on this channel because of you guys coming out and hanging out with me. I appreciate you. Hope y'all have a good night. Y'all stay safe out there. Have fun picking. We'll see you next week. We're going to have Bama Picking on the show next
week.
So y'all don't want to miss that. Come on back next week. We'll see y'all later, guys. Good night.
All right. Night, everyone.
Good night.